Good afternoon, everybody out there in Internet Radio Land, BBS Radio. This is Blake Ruby, the Reverend Blake Ruby. Welcome to my show, The Church of the Soul's Evolution. Hope you're doing okay. Here in San Antonio, it's cloudy right now. I can't tell whether the sun is setting or has set. And it's about 40 degrees. As you know, all over the United States, the weather has been cold over the last week, especially here. Well, it got down to about 18 degrees a couple of days in a row, Tuesday and Wednesday last week. And we don't usually get that much cold weather. I was talking with someone today, and we were thinking about whether it's preferable to have the really hot weather that we have here in the summertime, you know, where it gets to be over 100 degrees plus for many days in a row, or some of this cold weather. And in my opinion, it's kind of painful when it's cold. Like right now, I'm back here in the patio, but I don't mind it because it's fresh air, but it's cold. And the hands get cold, but it's okay. I prefer to be outside than inside because I'm a fresh air kind of guy, you know? Anyway, changing the subject. For all you ETs out there listening, welcome to my show. You know, they're out there. They come in the middle of the night sometimes. And they're extremely intelligent, a lot more evolved than we are here on this Category 1 planet of planet Earth. Even though it's a very beautiful world, it's still very low on the evolutionary ladder, so to speak. And I think things are getting better. They have improved, you know, over the centuries from where we were, where we've come from. But we still have a long way to go to have peace, you know. That really is one of the next steps in our evolution, besides making contact with the ETs out there. Also, to end war and killing. You know, deliberate, intentional killing of our brothers and sisters in the spirit. But it's understandable. That is evolution. Now, our mother and father, God, in heaven on the sun, which is the spirit world, because our spirits in our bodies, you know, when we die, our spirit pops out, pop, comes out, and it's made of light energy. And that light energy can live in a fire. We don't really think about the sun too much in the sky, right? And maybe somebody would just ordinary kind of logic would say, well, the sun's only purpose in our solar system is to provide heat and light for our planet, not to mention all the other planets that there are. It's more than that, though. It's the center. It's the matrix of our solar system. And that is where our mother and father God reside. And they are like, or I should say, they were like us. They are co-creator gods. Just like us, we are co-creator gods in the making. You, yes, you out there. If you have a brain, you are a co-creator god in the making. If you have a heart, you are a co-creator god in the making. If you have that potential to die, you are a co-creator god in the making. If you have a spirit in your body, you are a co-creator god in the making. Going back to our mother and father God, they lived like us on different planets throughout the universe, in the Milky Way galaxy, other galaxies, in their evolution until they achieved co-creator God status. And I'm going to sing this one song for you that reminds me of that, that they too were like us, and we're going to be like them one day. And you can hold me to it when we get to the spirit land someday, hopefully far into the future. You can say, you know what, Blake, come up to me and say, you were right. Because life goes on after this life. There is an afterlife. I mean, I don't need any more proof to you. What kind of proof do you need anyway? The best proof we have is listening to other people and the experiences they've had. But I'm going to sing this song give me a few seconds here to get it going. It's called Old Man by Neil Young. Hold on, please. This is a song from back in the 70s. A really cool song. Neil Young, Heart of Gold was another one of his favorites. Oh man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. I live alone in a paradise that makes me think about two. Love lost such a cost, give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. Oh man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you. I need someone to love me the whole day through. Ah, one look in my eyes and you can tell that's true. Lullabies, look in your eyes, run around the same old town. Doesn't mean that much to me, to mean that much to you. I've been first and last, look at how the time goes past. And I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you. Oh man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you. I need someone to love me the whole day through. Ah, one look in my eyes and you can tell that's true. Oh man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Hey, Father God, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. That was it. Neil Young. Old Man. I sing out here in my patio. I sing to nature. Birds keep me company. They land on the fence. They look at me, and I can tell they like to hear me sing. And I sing to God, too. I put some of the songs I sing, I add the word God here and there. I talk to the creator of the universe out there. And he listens to me, and he talks back to me. I can hear some of the things that he says back to me. And sometimes I'll laugh because it's funny. The creator of the universe is really cool. Being, for lack of a better way of describing him or her, because I believe the creative universe is both male and female, because we live in a universe of male and female. You've heard me say that before, right? The yin, the yang, the positive, the negative, the alpha, the omega. You can't have children without a mother and a father. You know, there's a lot of people out there that only believe in a father God. Well, all I can say is that's where they are in their evolution. I believe in a mother and a father God. I don't want to get to heaven and then find out there's a mother God and I didn't know about it. Just imagine the disappointment of not knowing. Should have known better. I should have known better. Okay, I hear another song coming on. How about I Should Have Known Better by the Beatles? That's a pretty common thing that people say nowadays. From what I hear, from the near-death experiences that I've read about, that I've seen on YouTube, that's a pretty common thing that people say. I wish I'd known better. If only I'd known better. If only I'd done this. If only I'd done that. Oh, what a waste of time, you know. This time here on earth is a gift, my friends. Each day is a blessing, and one day at a time, it's very special. People are dying all over the world. Each day, 40,000 people on this planet die each day. Yet we take it for granted. We kind of think we're invincible. I do too, you know. I don't blame anybody for feeling that way because we don't know better. But here's I Should Have Known Better by the Beatles. Give me a few seconds, please. I should have known better with a girl like you that I would love everything that you do. And I do. Hey, and I do. Whoa, whoa, I never realized what a kiss could be, that this could only happen to me. Can't you see? Can't you see that when I tell you that I love you, oh, you're gonna say you love me too. Oh, and when I ask you to be mine, you're gonna say you love me too. So I never realized a lot of things before. If this is love, you've gotta give me more. Give me more. Hey, hey, hey. Give me more. Whoa, whoa, I never realized what a kiss could be, that this could only happen to me. Can't you see? Can't you see that when I tell you that I love you, oh, you're gonna say you love me too. Oh, and when I ask you to be mine, you're gonna say you love me too. You love me too. You love me too. You love me too. I remember hearing the Beatles when they first came out back in 1963. I was in my friend's backyard just down the street. It was summertime, and we were dancing around to songs like that, and She Loves You and Please Please Me, Twist and Shout on the radio. That was an amazing thing. In fact, I remember we were dancing so crazily, wildly, that I fell down and took a little chunk out of my knee out from hitting the ground. I've still got that scar to this day, and that was 1963. That was a long time ago. I was 9 years old at the time. Anyway, so I should have known better. I meant to say, you know, per what I said before, don't say, we don't all want to not say, or let me rephrase that, we want to not say, I should have known better, or I wish I hadn't done this, or I wish I hadn't done that. Tomorrow's not guaranteed for any of us, right? And deep down inside, we know all the answers. I learn from other people. I've said this before. I've read books, and I do learn from people. spirituality is where it's happening. And last week I had Kate Montana on the show, and we talked about spirituality, and she was a very spiritual person, you know, and I'm trying to get her back on the show. She might have even said she could have been on the show tonight, but I'm a busy man. I've got so many things going on. If she did say that she'd like to do tonight, I didn't have a chance to see that she said that. But if you're out there, Kate, and you're listening, if you want to call right now, that's fine. Otherwise, maybe some other week, next week or the week after, whenever. Yeah. So I'm going to sing a song by The Police called Spirits in the Material World. And that's what we are, my friends. We are spirits foremost in the material world, living in a material universe, in the physical universe. But we are spirits. Hold on, let me get it going.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. All right. Got an echo there. There is no political solution to our troubled evolution. Have no faith in Constitution. There is no bloody revolution. We are spirits in the material world. Our 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 so-called leaders speak with words they try and jail you. They subjugate the meek, but it is the rhetoric of failure. We are spirits in the material world, our spirits in the material world, our spirits in the material world, our spirits in the material world. Where does the answer lie? Living from day to day. Is it something we can buy? There must be another way. Our spirits in the material world, 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 our spirits in the material world. That's what we are, my friends. We are spirits in the material world. I love my songs. You know, I've got a whole this bunch of downloads. Back in the day when I used to download these MP3 versions of songs from karaokeversion.com. And I love my songs, you know. They get me into a groove. I feel like a superstar, you know, like a rock and roll star. Now, granted, I wish I was in a band and I wish I was famous and writing albums and performing in front of thousands of people, but maybe that just wasn't God's will for my life, you know? God's will for your life. That is the trick, to find out what it is, because we were given a mission We were given a mission. Each single one of us stood before either the mother or father God, right in their presence, in front of their throne, brought up in front of them, and given a mission to come here to earth to perform. So the trick, the challenge is, my friends, for you to remember what that mission was and to perform it. Then you can graduate with honors. You know, you can get close to it, I imagine, and you still get credit, if you know what I mean. But the object is to graduate from this existence and then go to a higher existence. There are many planets out there, many planets. And you could slip into like an ET body out there. Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, some of these beings, they don't even have lungs. They don't breathe air. Some don't eat. They have huge heads. Wouldn't that be cool? You know, people tell me, you know, don't get a big head. Well, why not? What's wrong with a big head? You know, their eyes are just awesome. Of course, you know, you can be born into a civilization that's been in existence for hundreds of millions of years, not just here on Earth for, you know, thousands of years. And then they'll teach you how to fly a flying saucer, and then you can travel through space and time. Wouldn't that be awesome? Just like a Star Trek. Does that appeal to anybody out there? Wouldn't that be neat? We could do it too, you know, make contact with them. Unfortunately, we have that small minority of people who are the troublemakers that like to get us into wars, you know. You figure out who they are. I won't tell you who they are. I don't really know for sure myself, but there's always going to be these, well, I hope not, these wars that pop up like Ukraine and Israel. And we get to tread very carefully, I think, my friends, because, you know, they say we're in the end times, but I hope we're not. Nothing is written in stone. You know, if you believe the Bible and Revelations, then that's fine. You can believe that. Believe what you want to believe, but what is the truth? If that's what matters, you can say, well, that is the truth. Well, that's your opinion. You're entitled to your opinion. It doesn't necessarily mean that it is the truth, you know. I hope that we can learn to live together. It's better for our eternal souls to graduate from this existence, to transition from this earthly plane into the afterlife, not by means of a nuclear holocaust or some World War III. What would be preferable would be some major cataclysms, you know, like earthquakes all over the planet, you know, continents rising up, others sinking beneath the water. That would be preferable for our eternal souls, because, you know, when we get there, we'd be looking around at each other. Why couldn't we have talked this over? You know, why didn't we find diplomatic solutions? Why did we want to kill each other? How do we get caught up in that never-ending cycle of revenge? You know, weren't we smart enough? I mean, I thought we were smart enough. We have some pretty cool technology, some brilliant people in this world. We've had brilliant people like Einstein and some scientists and astronomers and physicists who are just completely brilliant, you know, and amazing people. Well, time for another song. What shall I sing? And how about an Eagle song? There are stars in the southern sky. I like that one, Seven Bridges Road. Because remember, those stars are up there all the time. You know, at nighttime we can see them, but they're up there in the day too. It's just because of the atmosphere of the sun that we can't see them. So put your faith in the stars, my friends. Put your faith in that there are other beings out there, that the universe is teeming with life. If you see a star sparkling, twinkling in the evening sky, that is life out there. Life. And, you know, we haven't proven it, but how many people know deep down in their souls, in their core being, that we are not alone in the universe? You know, that's the smart thing to do, to believe, right? We are intelligent beings, you and I. We pride ourselves on our intelligence, don't we? So let's take that leap of faith, bridge the gap between belief and knowledge. And we don't need any proof, right? But if you want proof, I've told you before, all this life on Earth, you know, the insects, the fish in the seas, rivers, lakes, and the birds, the reptiles, amphibians, mammals, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of different types. If all that happened by accident, logically, anybody believe in logic out there? It could happen anywhere in the universe, in one of those stars up there in the evening sky. That life could be on a planet, you know, maybe life in ways we don't even know about. The universe is such a huge place, you know. You could be living in this universe for hundreds of millions of years and still coming upon uncharted solar systems because the borders of infinite space are still expanding. Isn't that a mind-blowing concept? The borders of infinite space are expanding. And that's what we live in. We live in a universe with infinite space. Wow. Anyway, let me find a song here. Give me a few seconds. I'll be right back. Here's a song by Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower, which is a kind of it shows the Vietnam era like no other song, I believe, in my opinion. There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the CEO. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman, they drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it's worth. Hey! No reason to get excited. The CC kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that. And this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. Hey! Princess kept the view while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Well, outside in the cold distance, a wildcat did growl. Two riders were approaching, and the wind began to howl. Hey! All along the watchtower, baby. Yeah. You know, some people do think that life is but a joke. You know, you're not one of them, are you? Life isn't a joke. Life is a precious, precious thing whose value needs to be increased. You got all these countries around the world where I've been there in the army, you know. You walk down the street, you take your life in your hand. Here in the United States, pedestrians have the right of way, not in some countries. And you die. They look at you there on the ground, and people just drive on by. You know, I won't say who, but the point is the value of life is getting better, but it's been bad. And in some places, like, I mean, how many people have died in the Gaza Strip? Palestinians, 20,000? More than, probably close to 25,000 right now. You could fill up just about a whole football stadium with those people that didn't need to die. Innocent men, women, and children. You know, the Hamas, that group, the ones that were the baby decapitators, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Probably just a small minority of Hamas, you know? But that's the way life is in our world. It's unfortunate, you know? And we need better leadership. We need leadership that will take us forward into the future and help us learn to love each other, not divide each other, to love each other, to laugh more, to give more hugs and more kisses. I mean, just imagine if you had some time here on Earth with someone you didn't know they were going to die tomorrow, or maybe you did know it and they didn't know, wouldn't you kind of shower them with all the love that you could? You know, give them kisses and hugs. I mean, even, it doesn't take long to get to know somebody, you know, but someone that maybe is a friend or even someone who's not a friend, doesn't take long to, you know, hug somebody, man or woman. You know, you go to a party, you can ask someone to dance, and all of a sudden you're holding on to them, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, I'm going to pick another song here. I'll be right back. This is a song from the 70s. It's called Staying Alive. How about us? Huh? We're staying alive. Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time for talk. Music loud and women warm. I've been kicked around since I was born. Well, it's all right. It's okay. You may look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Whether you're a brother, whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive. Steel City breaking and everybody shaking and we're staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive. Well, now, I get low and I get high, and if I can't get either, I really try. Got the wings of heaven on my shoes, I'm a dancing man, and I just can't lose. Well, it's all right, it's okay, live to see another day. You can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Whether you're a brother, whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive. Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive. Well, life going nowhere. Somebody help me. Somebody help me, yeah. Life going nowhere. Somebody help me, yeah. I'm staying alive. Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time for talk. Music loud and women warm. I've been kicked around since I was born. Well, it's all right. It's okay. You may look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive. Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking and we're staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive. Staying alive. Staying alive. Well, life going nowhere. Somebody help me. Somebody help me, yeah. Life going nowhere. Somebody help me, yeah. I'm staying alive. Life going nowhere. Somebody help me. Somebody help me, yeah. Life going nowhere. Somebody help me, yeah. I'm staying alive. Life going nowhere. Somebody help me. Somebody help me, yeah. Life going nowhere. Somebody help me, yeah. I'm staying alive. Life going nowhere. Somebody help me. Somebody help me, yeah. Life going nowhere. Somebody help me, yeah. I'm staying alive. Are you staying alive, my friends? I think you are. You are staying alive, just like me. Get in your car, you go down the road, on the highway, 70 miles an hour, you're staying alive, man. It happens all the time, unfortunate to say, but it's true. Cars get into accidents, people die. How many people in the United States alone, not to mention around the world, each year? 50,000, about as many people that died in Vietnam, you know? So we're staying alive, yeah. Let's just, if I had a wish or request or suggestion, just try to make each day the best day of your life, you know? Treat it like a POW, someone who's been in a POW camp, you know, with not much food to eat, not knowing if they're going to be killed, and not hardly any water to drink. Treat like each day like a New Year's Eve, you know. It's fun, you know. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Love people. Don't hate. Hate, there's no future in hate. The only future in hate is this whole destruction of mankind. We don't want that, right? The total destruction of mankind. That's the future of hate. And I'm serious. That's a possibility, you know. But we can turn it around. We have turned it around. There's people like me and a myriad of other people who have shows on BBS Radio. There's millions of people around the world who are good, decent, family-oriented people that love their children, who are generous and kind and thoughtful, who just want to have fun and enjoy themselves, you know. It's only that small minority that's running roughshod over us, you know, that's causing all the trouble, the troublemakers who need to be. I'll tell you what we do with them. The tyrants, the bullies, the dictators, the billionaires who are out of control, who have their fingers on the button, pushing the buttons for us, you know. What we do is we don't hurt them. We just gather them all together, put them on an island somewhere in seclusion with no chance to reproduce, and just let them live their lives out there and leave the rest of us alone, all of us good people, the majority of human beings on planet Earth. Anyway, time for another song. I'm going to take a drink of water here. We've got about 15 minutes left, I think. Hold on, be right back. This song by the Eagles called Take It to the Limit. Thank you. All alone at the end of the evening, and the bright light has faded to blue. I was thinking about a woman who might love me that I never knew. You know, I've always been a dreamer. Spend my life running around, and it's so hard to change. Can't seem to settle down, but the dreams I've seen lately keep on turning out and burning out and turning out the same. So put me on a highway, show me a sign, and take it to the limit one more time. You can spend all your time making money. You can spend all your love making time. If it all fell to pieces tomorrow, would you still be mine? And when you're looking for your freedom, nobody seems to care. And you can't find war, can't find it anywhere. When there's nothing to believe in, still you're coming back, you're running back, you're coming back for more. So put me on a highway, show me a sign, and take it to the limit one more time. Take it to the limit. Take it to the limit. Take it to the limit one more time. Take it to the limit. Take it to the limit. Woo. To the limit one more time. Take it to the limit. Yeah, take it to the limit. Yeah, take it to the limit one more time. Take it to the limit. People out there, take it to the limit. Everybody, take it to the limit one more time. Yes, my friends, take it to the limit. Take it to the limit. Take it to the limit one more time. Take it to the limit. Woo-hoo-hoo! Take it to the limit. Hee-hee-hee! Take it to the limit one more time. Yeah, that's it. Take it to the limit, my friends. Now, don't mean the speed limit, 60 miles an hour, 75. I mean, you can if you want, but you know, the world's fastest man, he's retired now, Usain Bolt, he would never drive the speed limit. He'll always drive under the speed limit. What does that tell you, you think? You don't have to do the speed limit. You're not forced to do it. You know, it's a safer time for sure if you don't go the speed limit. But I don't really think that's what that song was about. But anyway, so I'm going to take advantage of this time here. I'm having a good time. I hope you're enjoying listening to me and the talking between songs, you know. I'm going to pick another one here. I'll be right back. There's a song by Queensryche, group called Queensryche, called Silent Lucidity. Hush, now don't you cry. Wipe away the teardrop from your eyes. You're lying safe in bed. It was all a dream spinning in your head. Your mind tricked you to feel the pain of someone close to you leaving the game of life. So here it is, another chance. Wide awake you face the day your dream is over, or has it just begun? There's a place I like to hide, a doorway that I run through in the night. Relax, child, you were there, but only didn't realize, and you were scared. It's a place where you will learn to face your fears, retrace the years, and ride the whims of your mind. Commanding in another world, suddenly you'll hear and see this magic new dimension. Will be watching over you. I'm gonna help to see you through. I'll protect you in the night. I'm smiling next to you in silent lucidity. Control. Can you control your dreams? If you open your mind for me, you won't rely on open eyes to see. The walls you built within come tumbling down, and a new world will begin. Living twice at once, you learn you're safe from pain in the dream of a soul set free to fly. One trip journey in your head. Master of illusion, can you realize your dreams alive? You could be the guide, and I will be watching over you. I'm gonna help to see you through. I'll protect you in the night. 1 minute. I'm smiling next to you. And that's the song, my friends. Thank you for listening. I've had a good time. I hope you have a great week next week. Take care. And here's a small prayer. Creator of the universe, you are awesome. We love you. Please keep us safe and well. Help us to have peace. Protect us. Thank you for everything. Amen. Goodbye. Talk to you next week.